Seems as though they should be somewhat sustainable, simply because once you have a policy in place and you're using it for your current employees and new employees, and you're finding it successful, I would expect that there would be some sustainability. We'll have to see as time goes by. We do have the Bureau of Labor Statistics that has shown a meaningful increase in the proportion of people with disabilities that are employed. That happened during the COVID period, and we'll be able to track that and have a sense as to whether these practices have been maintained.
Looking at office occupancy rates, those seem to be plunging. Employers are giving up their office spaces. What do you think this suggests about the future of remote work?
Well, I think remote work is going to be much more prevalent. It won't be ubiquitous because there are many business sectors where you can't work remotely. You have to be there in person in order to get the job done. However, I think some employers will use remote work flexibly. It won't be 100% of the time, but they'll use it more in a targeted way to kind of mix remote and non-remote work. We're actually doing that at the foundation. We're doing a lot more work, but not everything can be done remotely.
Our guest is John O'Neill, PhD from the Kessler Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization advocating for opportunities for employment for people with disabilities. John, were there any positive signs before the pandemic that might support continued employment gains for people with disabilities?
Well, yes. The Bureau of Labor Statistics has only had disability questions in their monthly survey that they do since 2008, just as the Great Recession was hitting us. And there were major decreases in employment for people with and without disabilities. However, people with disabilities were slower to recover than those without disabilities. But there was a period of time in 2016-17 when the employment rate went up for people with disabilities, and the gap in the employment rate between those with and without disabilities was narrowing, and that was a good sign. And then it sort of leveled off, the rate of employment amongst people with disabilities, until COVID hit. There was a precipitous drop in employment for both those with and without disabilities as the shutdown occurred. And then there was a very rapid increase in the employment rate for people with disabilities, much more rapid return to work amongst people with disabilities, and they actually outdid their historical highs. So since the Great Recession, it feels like there's an upswing, and all we can do is hope that that continues.
Do you have any findings on the types of disabilities that were best affected by these changes?
There were some good stories during the COVID recovery, and there were some stories that stayed about the same. For example, the good story was that women with disabilities caught up to men with disabilities in terms of their employment rate during the COVID period. Whereas that didn't happen for people without disabilities. There was a steady gap between the employment rates amongst men and women without disabilities. There were some continued stories that were a little disappointing. For example, African Americans. Historically, since 2008, there was a lower employment rate amongst African Americans with disabilities compared to whites. And their pattern of recovery was pretty much the same, but there remained a big gap between African Americans and whites with disabilities. And among Hispanics, during the COVID rebound, Hispanic employment rates were very similar. Those with disabilities became very close to, and in some cases overlapped with, non-Hispanics with disabilities.
Well, as we wrap this up, if one of our listeners or any of our listeners would like to get involved or support initiatives to promote employment for people with disabilities. What suggestions might you have for those listeners?
I would encourage employers to reach out to disability organizations in their communities. In many, many communities, there are a lot of programs that are designed to improve the employment rate for people with disabilities. And if employers can connect with those organizations and begin to build relationships, that would be a real plus.
John O'Neill, PhD from the Kessler Foundation, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
You're listening to InfoTrack, a production of Syndication Networks.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance. And insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to InfoTrack. To learn more about our guests or listen to past shows, visit InfoTrack online at InfoTrackRadio.com. Once again, here's Chris Whitting.
Upscale urban areas are not only nice places for the citizens who live there. These gentrified areas also attract wildlife populations. Here with the story, InfoTrack's Gina Tedesco. Gina?
Thanks, Chris. Joining us now is Mason Fidino, quantitative ecologist at Lincoln Park Zoo in Chicago and lead author on the study. Dr. Fidino, before we get into the detailed results of the study, isn't it true that certain urban wildlife actually bring benefits to all of us two-legged creatures?
Oh, absolutely. And this goes well beyond just even urban wildlife. Species can provide so many different types of, I believe what you're kind of talking about here is ecosystem services. They can do things that benefit people. And this can be both monetarily, think about animals providing pollination services, but also it can just be, you know, providing mental health benefits, seeing a huge magnitude of songbirds, things like that can be good for people. But yeah, whether it be the animals in your backyard or animals in the far off parts of the world, they can provide ecosystem services and benefits to humans.
So now as to the study, first of all, please tell us how you are defining gentrified areas.
Gentrification is the process of neighborhood change, a neighborhood that has not seen much growth in it and there are under-resourced residents living in it. And then over time, white, more educated, higher income residents move in and displace those people living there.
And the study found that gentrified areas on average have 13% more species than comparable ungentrified areas in the same city. So do we know why gentrified areas have a larger total of different species of wildlife?
Well, we don't know the exact causal mechanisms behind this, but what we posit in this study is that essentially people are having more resources, and this could just be things like time and money, can facilitate greening at the residential parcel level, which can scale up to enhance neighborhood wildlife habitat. What this also does is that it can benefit people as well, too. The big issue then is that the residents that have been displaced over time, that means that they don't have access to these types of positive benefits, this urban greening, because they've been removed from the area.
So let's get back to the residents who were displaced during gentrification. How might they be able to substitute some other life experience, maybe engagement with trees, for instance, to help maybe offset the negative effects of not being able to see or even interact with urban wildlife?
Oh, well, I wouldn't even necessarily say that, like, you know, seeing urban wildlife is the benefit in and of itself. I don't know if you've ever lived with a raccoon in your backyard, for example, but you may not necessarily have the most positive things to say about it, given some aspects of their natural history and, you know, their willingness to get into your garbage or attic, et cetera, et cetera. What we're really focusing on here is that, you know, when we're seeing these changes in species richness, these changes in community composition of wildlife, things like that, what's really important to take away is that, you know, when we're seeing these changes in the wildlife community, it's hinting at that there's pretty dramatic changes in the local environment that these species are catching on to. It's easier for us as people are setting up motion triggered trail cameras and things like that to understand urban biodiversity, to track the actors at the end than to try to quantify the change in the local environment, because that can be really difficult to do. So with this study, we're seeing these increases in species. It's not necessarily about, oh, you can go out to a city park instead or something like that to try to get connection to nature. It's more so that in these locations now where these people just don't have access to improved qualities that even like raccoons and opossums are keying in on.
So what do you believe urban planners should do as they consider the livability of these areas?
From this study, we definitely found that there are inequities that occur. There are these big social ecological disparities that can happen as a function of just people moving about the landscape. And so to address these types of issues, I think it's really important for us to update land development and management policies and even provide legal mechanisms to prioritize social equity. I mean, this is no uneasy task. We need to essentially uncouple things like urban green space development as an essential component of city maintenance than an economic development strategy. We really need to be focused on equity because having unequal access to nature can cause issues. It's not just a sad thing that happens. It can have negative physical health benefits and mental health benefits. And so these are issues that can deal with humans' quality of life. And so I think it's imperative that we try to address these issues.
Dr. Mason Fedino of Lincoln Park Zoo, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
For InfoTrack, I'm Gina Tedesco.
That wraps up another edition of InfoTrack. Our executive producer is Randy Meyer, and I'm your host, Chris Whitting. Inviting you to join us next week for another edition of InfoTrack.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
Don't rock the jukebox, I wanna hear some Jones, 'cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. Before you drop that quarter, keep one thing in mind. You got a heartbroken hillbilly standing here in line. I've been down and lonely ever since she left. Before you punch that number, could I make one request? Don't rock the jukebox, I wanna hear some Jones. My heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. Got nothing against rock and roll, but when your heart's been broken, you need a song that's slow. There ain't nothing like a steel guitar, down a memory. Before you spend your money, baby, play a song for me. And don't rock the jukebox, wanna hear George Jones, 'cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. You don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. Girl, it is what it is. I won't waste a dime or the bartender's time trying to catch a buzz over the thought of us. But I'll drink to a country song, to another long work week gone, and I'll raise my glass to a long lost buddy I ain't seen. I might stay for one more. I'm out to drown your memory. Baby, you ain't worth the whiskey. It don't matter what your friends say, they never liked me anyway. So if they see me drunk in this bar, it ain't over a broken heart. Country song to another long work week gone, and I'm raising my glass to a long lost buddy I ain't seen. I might stay for one more round, or I might close this place down. But don't think for a second I'm out to drown your memory. Baby, you ain't worth the whiskey.
Hitchhikers and the girls next door dress up like movie stars. I love this bar. We got hillside truckers, broken-hearted fools and suckers. And we got hustlers, we got fighters, early birds and all-nighters. And the veterans talk about their battle scars. Bar. I love this bar. It's my kind of place. Just walking through the front door puts a big smile on my face. It ain't too far. Come as you are. Seen short skirts, we've got high techs, blue-collared boys and rednecks. We got lovers, lots of lookers. I've even seen dancing girls and hookers. And we like to drink our beer from a mason jar.
Country in the heart of Wisconsin. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
Well, I know it said you've had time to think about it. Looks like to me you're feeling kind of crowded. You're not looking for anything permanent here. So my rodeo's packed and it's in goodbye gear. Shot down to the Longhorn Diner. Her sister works there and she'd know where to find her. She said, "You did not hear this from me. All I'll say is Mama's got that place out in Monterey." Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that. Station man just started to laugh. She said, "I might see you in this old bucket of rust," and said, "Good luck, boy, just follow that cloud of dust." Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart. I've gotta let her know. Meet the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas grades. Stress. I'm committed, I'm in love, and I'm desperate. She's a good ways gone, but I'm closing the gap. If I have to, I'll chase her clear across the map. Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart, I gotta let her know. Meet the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas plays.
We're gonna make it.
place your head on my shoulder.
Couldn't do more now, I think I can. And I'm Central Wisconsin wide. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
Baby, you a song. You make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise. And strummed a couple chords and sang from the heart. Girl, you sure got the beat in my chest bumping. Hell, I can't get you out of my head.
Little life, a little boat, a little beach, a little routine I like. A blue ocean view, free to go with the flow anywhere that I wanted to. But the moment you set foot on my shore, that's when I knew. There's a difference in living and living well. You can't have it all by yourself. Something's always missing till you share it with someone else. There's a difference in that I had it good as it could be.
from the back of my deck. Caught a fish, caught a breeze, and a thousand red sunsets. But sitting here with you, girl, I just saw the best one yet. There's a difference in living and living well. Sky a deeper blue. My nights are sweeter when I'm with you. There's a difference in living and living well. You can't have it all by yourself.
Military veteran, did you serve in a war, campaign, or expedition on foreign soil or water? Were you on active duty in the National Guard or a reserve force? If this is you, Wisconsin Rapids Buckley Baldwin Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 2534 would like to meet you and honor you. They meet every month on the third Thursday at 6 p.m. for fellowship at the Donald J. Knuth Memorial Hall, 2711 Redden Road. If you have any questions, please call 715-600-0401. You can join as a member of the Veterans Service Organization that does so much to secure the benefits and recognition for veterans and their families and supports the communities we call home. Join the VFW today and thank you for your service.
CBS News Brief. Many thousands of people are now fleeing the southern Gaza city of Rafah as Israel increases its attacks there. CBS's Raimi Innocencio says it doesn't appear Israel will agree to stop its attacks, for now anyway.
Hamas says ceasefire talks are back at square one, blaming Israel for rejecting its proposal last week. The U.S. is trying to keep Israel and Hamas talking, if only virtually, to keep ceasefire hopes alive.
Delinquencies on credit card bills are increasing, says Bankrate's Greg McBride.
Inflation has raised household expenses 20-25%, sometimes more, just over the last 3 or 4 years. Well, income may not have kept up with that, and so you have more households that have either run down their savings or are now running up debt in an effort to bridge that gap.
The winner of the Kentucky Derby, Mystic Dan, will race in the Preakness next Saturday in Baltimore. That means there's a chance for a Triple Crown winner. No horse has won the Derby and Preakness since the last Triple Crown champion, Justify, in 2018. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Crew.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth. More Reba.
Winona.
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn.
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn.
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth. More Reba.
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wis Country.
Winona.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy. Highs in the lower 80s. In the afternoon hours, there will be a slim chance of some showers and storms popping up. That storm activity ending Sunday night. Partly cloudy skies. Lows in the upper 40s. On Monday, partly sunny. Low 70s. Currently 49 degrees.
see through the smoke. Pile up every memory. Yeah, you took the good with all the bad. Why'd you have to strike that match? It set my world on fire. Yeah, it's all on gone. I'm watching flames get higher. And I can't move on. I just gotta let it burn, burn, burn on down. Girl, without you, it don't turn, turn, turn around. You set my world on fire. You set my world on fire. Ain't nothing left for me in this or nothing.
They can all back off, 'cause I know what I want. And while I got your attention, did I mention if you got a
your lips, on your kiss, on your time, but I'm calling dibs, on your hand, on your heart, all mine. Make everybody jealous when I take you off the market and get my lipstick on your right cheek. Cause boy, I got a market, ooh, so they can all back off, yeah. Cause I know what I want, and while I got you listening, come on and show me what I'm missing, yeah. If you got a heart that ain't afraid to love, ain't afraid to break, hey. If you got a body not free and a shotgun, see, well, I'm just saying I ain't got nowhere to be. So baby, I'll take whatever it is you got to give. Yeah, I'm calling dibs on your lips, on your kiss, on your time. Boy, I'm calling dibs on your hand, on your heart, all mine. Yeah, boy, I'm calling dibs.
Turn it up, song. All right, boys. This is her favorite song. You know that, right? So if we play it good and loud, she might get up and dance again. Oh, she put her beard down. Here she comes, here she comes. Left, 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 right, left. Hustlers shooting eight ball, throwing darts at the wall, feeling damn near 10 feet tall. Here she comes, Lord help us all. OTW's girlfriend done slapped him out his chair. Poor old boy, it ain't his fault. It's so hard not to stare at that honky tonk, but donkey donk. Keeping perfect rhythm, make you wanna swing along. Got it going on like donkey Kong. And shut my mouth, slap your grandma. There ought to be a law, get the sheriff on the phone. Lord have mercy, how she even get them bridges on? That honky tonk, but donkey donk. Oh, son. Now, honey, you can't blame her for what her mama gave her. It ain't right to hate her for working that money maker. Banjo's down at 2.